Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our six-part series on how to help people like you. Today, we're talking about tactic number four, which is...
What's my name? And it ain't buddy, pal, bro, cuz.
You know what's funny? We live in Nova Scotia. Everyone's apparently named Buddy. Buddy up the road, Buddy around the corner. I was talking to Buddy last week. Yeah, so it's really important when you're helping people to like you to remember their name. It is the absolute best sound in the world is your own name.
I wonder if Babe, like if me calling you Babe is the same thing.
Hey, Babe.
I think if you called everybody Babe, it would be a problem. If you call just me Babe, that's different.
Because like it is funny. I'm from New Zealand, and it maybe it's different with, you know, different countries, different cultures. In New Zealand, it's, what's up, bro? What's up, cuz? And what's up, dog? It's all these different, what do you call it?
Nicknames,
nuances. And then people with nicknames, call them nicknames. I was in the military. Everyone had a nickname in the military. Mine was not. And I didn't personally like that at all. Anyone that's watching this. Because my heritage is Polynesian, Maori, and my hair, when it gets long, is kind of fuzzy. And so I was called Nut, and I didn't like that. But then everyone else had a nickname too, and crazy, crazy names. And it wasn't to be derogatory, it was just their nicknames. And I think that might be slightly different to, you know, maybe what we're referring to today. But, you know, my belief is that people would really prefer their own name that they were given. And so that's what we're really talking about today is names. And so back to, I'm from New Zealand and I live in Canada. I don't personally like being called, hey, pal, if you're watching this and you're from Canada. Well, I don't like being called, hey, buddy, either. Because my name isn't Buddy, and it's not Hey Pal. I know I'm getting kind of personal here, and you can see that I'm irritated about this.
This is really important to you.
Oh, it is so important, babes. And Catherine. I-N-E. Because I'll tell you why. It's just not my name. And so I'll meet the person, and I'll say, Hey Pal. And I'm thinking, no, my name is Phil or Philip. And then they call the next person, hey pal, hey pal. And these were speakers at events that I would go to. Hey pal, hey buddy.
This is not genuine.
Yeah, it made me feel that I wasn't important. And I'm not trying to be important or anything like that. But would you agree that if you're a keynote speaker or a speaker of an event, that it'd be nice if you got to know people's names, especially if you're in the green room and, you know, they probably should know your name. There's one guy, he's a great, great speaker and huge leader. And it just amazed me every single time. And he has thousands of people in his network. He will always remember my name. It always made me feel special. It's amazing.
And you know, he probably had some tactics and some little tricks that he would do to remember that. And there's certainly lots of different things you can do to sort of trick your brain into remembering people's names. But it is critical for people. That's why people like to have their names on buildings. That's why people talk about the family name being carried on. It's important to people, their actual name. It's theirs. They own it. It's individual. It's personal to them. And people really do enjoy hearing their own name. It's funny because I had, obviously,
I'm sorry, babes. I'm just giggling about the little rant that I went on.
That's okay.
Sorry about that, everyone that's watching.
It's crazy.
Rant is over.
It brings energy.
It's just important. I feel like if I'm kind of passionate about it, that, you know, maybe you are.
Yeah, for sure. I am. This is how passionate I am about it, but I'm also a bit of a people pleaser. So my name is Catherine. It's never been Kathy. It's never been Kat. It's never been anything other than Catherine. But my doctor has always called me Kathy. And she called me Kathy for 20 years. And one day I just was in a mood. I said, can you please stop calling me Kathy? And she looked at me completely confused. I could tell she was like a deer caught in the headlights. And I said, my name is Catherine. And she says, well, why didn't you tell me? I said, well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. And she said, it's your name. I should be using your correct name. So people want to know if you're calling them by the wrong name. They want to know. But so after that, she's always called me Catherine, and our relationship is way better now that she uses the full name. So
okay, rant almost over. I got one last little point that'll kind of give you another idea about using people's names. You know, think about email. If you have an email address and getting unsolicited emails, or you've signed up for a particular subscription and you're set up on the automated email, which I understand, I get, you know, we use ourselves automated emailing, and there's very few settings that you can personalize an email. Like, you can't personalize it, but depending on the end users, how they set it up, it can send them the email with their name differently. So I get an email a few weeks back. It said, Dear Wall, my last name is Wall, W-A-L-L. My first name is Phil. And so guess what I did? Delete. I just wasn't interested. And so that's on the extreme side. I'm not crazy neurotic about it. But the reason I tell you is that it is important, especially if you're thinking about first impressions and first contact. And, you know, remembering someone's name and using someone's name correctly is massively important. Now, if someone's name is spelt a little bit differently, or it's a name that you're not familiar with, maybe they're from a different country, you know, ask them, how do you pronounce your name? Can you spell it for me? Anyways, we're going to get into some tactics and strategies on how to remember people's names, how to pronounce them, and be able to build that rapport a little better with people's names.
I just have one more funny story to share.
Is this rant continued?
It's not a rant. So our tactic number three was on smiling. And so one of the ways to smile is think about something joyful or something in your life that made you laugh or made you happy. So 25 years ago, shortly after Phil and I met, he was in New Zealand, and I was here in Canada, and I received a bouquet of flowers.
And it was
from Love Bill Waugh, W-A-U-G-H. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out who Bill Waugh was, let alone why he would be sending me flowers out of the blue. And so a couple weeks later, Phil and I were on the phone, and he said, did you get my flowers? And when he said, Phil Wall, in an accent, the flower company thought he said Bill Waugh, and so that's who sent me the flowers, was Bill Waugh. And we have laughed about that for 25 years. Every so often I'll just call him Bill for fun. But that just goes to show how important your name is. When someone messes it up over two decades ago, we're still laughing about it today. So it is critical, and there are lots of ways that you can help yourself remember the person's name. And so you've become amazing at that. What is a tactic that you use?
Okay, before we jump into that, I wanted to give, you know, one last example of how you can make people feel by using their names. And so if you think about when you go out to eat at a restaurant, or you turn up at an airline to catch a plane, or, you know, just different businesses, lots of businesses use name tags. And the idea of the name tag, you know, taking out the idea that the business wants them to wear a name tag, whatever their reasons are, wonderful. But it's designed, I think, my belief is for me to personally use that name tag. So when we used to go out to eat a lot, I always, always, always use that person's name. Like, I'll deliberately go out of my way, not so it's weird and that they know I'm like checking out their name tag or anything like that, but I'll look for their name tag and I'll use it. And I'll say, hey, Martha, nice to see you today. How's your day going? I'm so glad that we get to sit at your table and be, you know, waited on by you or served by you, whatever it may be. And if they don't have a name tag, I ask them what their name is. I'll sit down at the table, say, hey, nice to meet you. My name's Phil. What's your name? And they'll tell me and say, well, great. Nice to meet you, Martha. I'm so glad that I get to sit at your table today And I'm looking forward to, you know, eating some of this yummy food I've heard so much about. And I'm telling you, the response that you get when you use someone's name correctly is amazing. And, you know, at the it gives you better food. It gets you bigger portion sizes at the restaurants, at the takeaways. It gets you better seats on the airlines. It gets you upgrades on cars. It's everything. Now, I don't use that tactic to get my own way. I do use it to help the other person feel better, to feel more important. And the byproduct of that is I get better service. And so if you go out of your way to help people like you and help them feel better, I'm telling you, the results are dramatic. And so Catherine was talking about tactics. One of the things that I do personally to remember names, and I have a hard time remembering names, to be honest with you. I still forget them. And when I'm at a meeting, and it could be literally a one-on-one meeting at somebody's house, and I'll meet them, and I'll forget their name like that.
Instantly.
Instantly. And I don't know if I'm the only person that that happens to, but it's I don't like it. And so, but I know that it happens, and I'm prepared for it. And so if I'm sitting down with Catherine, she's across the table, say, hey, nice to meet you, Catherine. No, sorry, well, let's start that again. Oh, like meet Catherine, I don't know her yet. And she introduces herself, I introduce myself, and I'll say, nice to meet you, Catherine. And then I'll ask her, you know, can you spell me your name? Like, how do you spell? Is it spelled with I-N-E? Is it spelled with a K or with a C? Just little things like that. And then other times, when I actually do forget it, I'll ask Catherine, I'll say, Catherine, I'm so sorry. I forget people's names easily. Could you repeat your name, please? Because when I first started out forgetting people's names, I was too embarrassed to ask them what their name was again. And so there's a little bit of a confidence thing there for sure. Just ask them, though, they'll appreciate it more that you're asking them, that they want you to remember their name. So we'll have a big conversation. I'll use their name multiple times through the conversation, not that so it's weird, so that, you know, basically I remember it and I'm using it all in context. And then immediately after, and this is more like a network and ongoing building relationship thing, is I'll write their name down on my phone. I'll write down some details about, you know, where we met, why, what we were talking about, and any personal details that they may or may not have told me. Maybe they got kids, they live in Ohio, they love, you know, fishing or whatever. I'll write those things down, and that also starts going to my brain. And, you know, maybe even a year later, I may have forgotten their name, but for sure, I wouldn't have forgotten the details of what they like and what they like to do. And it's an easy, I'm so sorry, you know, my name's Phil, I know your face, could you tell me your name, please? They're more than willing to tell you their name. Say, right, Bill, I remember the fishing and used to fish on that golf course. I remember, so good to see you.
And you know, it's, I think about this because I also am a bit hesitant to ask someone's name if I've forgotten it. But think about yourself. Have you ever been offended when someone asked your name and said, I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name? You've never felt offended when someone asks you, so.
Just when they call you buddy.
Just when they call you buddy or Kathy. But so then you know, if you know that you've never been offended when someone forgets your name and asks you for it, then they won't be offended either. And I think the reason that we forget or tend to forget people's names when we first meet them could be that we're a little bit distracted. Maybe we're taking off our coat or taking off our shoes, or maybe we're a little bit nervous if it's a networking event or a new situation, or you're maybe a little bit shy and you're somewhat uncomfortable when you first meet a new person. We tend to forget those details when we're uncomfortable or distracted. And so it's very easy to forget someone's name. If you walk through their door and they just say, hey, my name's Catherine. If you're distracted, nervous, not paying attention, getting yourself settled, then you can quite often forget that. One of the ways I help people remember my name is I say, my name's Catherine. Or if someone else I'm meeting, their name is Catherine, I would say, oh, like Catherine the Great, or something like that. So you play a bit of an association. Oh, I once knew a dentist named this, or my doctor's name is this. And so those are ways that you can do it to just jog your memory and help solidify in your mind what that person's name is.
And slow down a little bit, relax. And if you're going in with the mindset of being other-centered, your tendency to remember because you're more relaxed will go up for sure. I think that a lot of time that I used to forget immediately because I was so focused on other things that are going on around me, which is wrong. Like I used to do a lot of public speaking, and it was right before I'd be going on stage, and I would, you know, I would just forget, and it was my bad for sure. And I would also use buddy and pal, and it's just a bad default. So I would really work at not doing those things and working at remembering people's names. And sometimes if I'm shaking their hand, I'll say, "I'm so sorry, I've forgotten your name. Can you please forgive me? What's your name?" And it's just, they're grateful that you're even asking them what their name is, that you're taking the time, that you care enough to want to know their name. I know we could think, well, they could be thinking, well, you should know my name. I don't think that's the case necessarily. And if we care about people enough, you'll have a better shot at remembering names, but also remember it's quite okay to ask them what their name is. Just by doing that, you're showing that you actually do care about remembering people's names. I don't have, you know, a whole bunch of strategies. Like, that's just what I used to do.
There's one other way, especially if you're in a group setting, is one of the easiest ways to remember someone's name is introduce them to somebody else. So if you're at a business event or a dinner or something like that, maybe you're at a friend's house and they're having a party and there's a bunch of people there. If I first meet someone named, say someone named Bill Waugh, I would chat with Bill for a little while, and then I might say, "Oh, here's my friend Karen. Karen, have you met Bill yet tonight?" And you do that introduction. It's just another way to repeat their name, see it in a slightly different context, which just helps you remember it. So it is just something you have to work at. It's a skill that can be developed, and it's an important one because people love to hear the sound of their own name. So we hope this chat brought a little bit of value to you today. It was tactic number 4 in how to help people like you. Tactic number 4 was, what's my name? Hey buddy is not it. And so I hope you found it useful and realized that forgetting someone's name happens to all of us. And so our challenge for you today is, the next time you're out in a social setting, whether you're out at a restaurant or you're in a business meeting or some sort of a group function where there's someone you don't know, ask their name, and if you forget their name, practice saying, "I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name, can you remind me what it is again?" And you'll be amazed how people appreciate that, they won't judge you, and you will help people like you.
All right, have an awesome day, buddy.
Bye for now.
Bye.